Time now to take five for your community, a service of the Emerald Place at Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy. Mike McKittrick in with us to talk about the Veterans Day events going on this weekend. Mike, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Dwayne. Good morning to all of you out there.
Mike is one that spearheaded, you had a committee, spearheaded the dedication, the new flagpole, which is now at the roundabout. And, well, it all started at your class reunion, you were telling us last time. Your class president is who we're honoring this year.
Yeah, it's really something. I was on a planning committee for the our 50th class reunion about a year and a half ago. And Tony was our president of our senior class, Tony Jones. And it occurred to me that, my goodness, this town needs to do something. You know, on Veterans Day, we recognize everybody.
Absolutely.
We recognize all vets because every vet, their service was special and unique and valuable, and we're all in their debt. But every once in a while, you got to step aside and recognize somebody who's got terrific service, and that's what happened when I went to the city council and petitioned that Washington do something in his honor.
Tony Jones is a 3-star general and, 30-plus years?
36 years, yeah. He went to IUROTC, too, which most generals, I think, come out of West Point. And Tony really went up through the ranks.
And quite a story. And we're proud to have him back in his hometown for the special dedication this weekend.
Yeah, he was in last night. He had a kind of a reception down at the KSC, and I was down there. And he spoke to the group, and Neil May was there, showed a couple of real nice videos about veterans, and so that was a really special thing. And
now, for those that have not seen the flagpole, it is up, it is at the roundabout, and how much was this needed? I'll tell you, you know, the roundabout is there, it's the entrance to our city now, and we needed something to kind of make it shine, make it stand out. And when you erect a 70-foot flagpole, that's going to get noticed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You can see it from the interstate, and with a flag up there, they hoisted the flag up. Steve Riney went out there with the cadets, and they hoisted that 148 cranks it takes, Dwayne.
Wow.
but, yeah, that's really something. And, you know, all this didn't just happen out of thin air. There were some donors. A lot of people, individuals in town, gave money for this, and to buy flagpoles and flags and all that is rather expensive. And I mentioned the KSC; they were really heavy hitters with this. They stepped up to the plate and donated an awful lot of money, and so did the American Legion, and so did a lot of individuals in this town. So I can't thank them enough.
Really neat. And now we're going to have Tony Jones. Is it Tony Jones Drive or?
It's the Lieutenant General Tony Jones Drive.
Lieutenant General Tony Jones Drive. Right now it's known as Gateway Drive, but we'll take the Gateway Drive sign down, and what an honor that is for him, and certainly deserving of that honor. So we'll dedicate the new drive at the roundabout. We'll raise the flag, which is 70 foot in the air. Looks really cool. That's going to be at 12:30 tomorrow afternoon, but we want folks to start at the Hill of Heroes at 11 a.m. tomorrow, because a special ceremony will take place there, too.
Oh, yes. And before we talk about that, I want to make sure, and Tony would want to make sure, that this flagpole is going to be dedicated to all veterans. All veterans. But at the Hill of Heroes, the VFW and the American Legion are going to be conducting their formal ceremonies out there. Tony will be receiving this honor with a memorial wall. And Senator Basler will be there speaking on his behalf. And it'll just be a very, very wonderful kind of a ceremony. We're looking forward to it.
We really want everybody to be there. Should be a good crowd on hand for this. 11 a.m. tomorrow. We'll have it live for you on the radio, too. You can tune in to 95.9 at AM 1580 for the complete ceremony at the Hill of Heroes. And that, we don't want to forget, today is the national observance of the holiday, and there's some activities going on today as well.
There sure is, Dwayne. At 10 o'clock at the WHS, there's going to be a ceremony there. And at 3 p.m., there's going to be one at the Davies County Museum. And at 5 o'clock, of course, there's a parade today.
I think it's so great we got the Veterans Day Parade back. That's awesome.
Isn't that great? Linda Cornelius is a real spearhead on that particular thing.
And again, all of these events in honor of the veterans who have dedicated so much, not just the veterans, but their families too.
Oh, the families, yeah. Yes.
It's going to be a big weekend here in Washington, and we're proud to be a part of it. Mike McKittrick, hats off to you and your committee for all the efforts you put forth to make this happen as well. And we want to see a big crowd on hand. So again, today, 3 o'clock at the museum, 10 a.m. this morning at Washington High School gym. Then 5 o'clock is the parade downtown. Be sure to show up on Main Street for that. Tomorrow, 11 a.m. at the Hill of Heroes at Eastside Park. And then we'll move to the roundabout for the official dedication at 12:30. I think that sums it up. Lots going on, though.
Yeah, tip of the hat, and a big thanks to all our veterans.
You got it. Mike McKittrick, thanks for coming in. Appreciate the time. We'll see you tomorrow.
Take care, Dwayne.
Take 5, a service of the Emerald Place and Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy.